No truer words have once been said by one Jay Binkley, and I quote, "I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad."
Wow.
I mean, he was my, like, basically my stepfather here at the station for many, many years.
Many years.
Yeah.
All right.
So, love to have him on. Jay Binkley joins us now here on Fesco and Dusty. Bink, have you kicked anybody from the Ravens social media's ass yet?
Oh, man, I would love to. I would love to. Here's an organization that went out and signed a receiver, and they have the worst pass defense in the NFL. What a bunch of clowns.
So, I mean, you have been going like crazy over people talking about the Ravens being better than the Chiefs and all this kind of stuff. It really kind of hit a crescendo earlier in the week with you and some no-name guy from CBS Sports. Yeah. And I honest to God, if you gave me $1 million right now, I couldn't tell you what his name was. Went out there.
A loser that was on The Bachelor, Bob. That tells you everything you need to know about what kind of loser that clown is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. He was on The Bachelor. Somebody did tell me that. But on Twitter, I think our friend Kathy out in L.A. said, like, this guy was on The Bachelor. He said that the Chiefs stink and the Ravens are better and then had nothing to back it up with. Just, Jay, unload on the people who think the Ravens are better than the Chiefs. Your thoughts.
Yeah, it baffles me when people think that a team that is in second place in their own division with three losses is better than an undefeated team that happened to beat that team earlier in the year and twice in the last year. I just think it's funny when people look at the teams and it's the narrative. It's like for years, even last year, you know, people looked at the Chiefs, well, they can't play defense. They can't play defense because that was the old narrative and what the Chiefs were, and then they changed it. But people who didn't watch football don't realize that. People just watch the highlights for 2 seconds instead of actually watch the games or read the games. It's very uneducated what a lot of the National Football League media is, to be quite honest with you. They're just idiots. And the fact that you have a team like the Ravens, the people are going by what they've done in the past, this dominant defense. You can't be a dominant defense when you're 32nd ranked pass defense in the NFL. They're 26th in the NFL in points against. That's embarrassing. And to sit here and trot it out because you're thinking about, you know, how the Ravens used to be and Ray Lewis and how dominant that defense was. That defense in Baltimore was so much better than it is this year, last year.
Yeah, and so that's where we sit, where the Chiefs are trying to continually, you know, prove themselves to people who think Baltimore is better. Yeah. Let's switch to college, Jay, and we saw KU, K-State, and KU. I think they should cancel the program. I just don't see anything redeeming. They have one good season every 12 years and then act like they've arrived when they haven't, and they lost another one. To me, this is on coach. When you lose these close games at the end, that's all coaching.
Yeah, it is, Bob. We sit here and watch the Chiefs win these close games at the end because it's what good teams do. And KU finds a way to lose it. I tell you what, man, for Kansas fans, they gave Kansas State everything they wanted. You're watching that game, I'm like, man, Kansas might actually beat Kansas State. Kansas State had won 15 straight against Kansas, and I'm watching that game, and I think, okay, here's where K-State is. That they're balancing the fine line between the Pop-Tarts Bowl and the playoffs. So that's how close that game could have gone for Kansas State. Lose that game, welcome to the Pop-Tarts Bowl again. Win the game and have a chance at the playoffs. But I was surprised how close they played Kansas State in that game.
Moving on.
Jalen Daniels, by the way, has been playing much, much better. He's actually climbing. From a guy that was going from draftable to undraftable at the beginning of the season, he's starting to be talked about a little bit as a guy that could be maybe drafted in the later rounds.
Yeah, there's also a country song called "It's a Little Too Late to Do the Right Thing Now" for one Jalen Daniels, too. But someone who's doing it right, they have a bye this week. Binkley, our Colorado Buffaloes look like they're actually elite.
Yeah, they are, but Dusty, I think Colorado kind of falls into that category of people think the Ravens defense is still good because everybody was criticizing Colorado and, you know, they're fifth in points against in the Big 12. They're slowing people down. 2 weeks ago when they went and shut down Arizona, then last week, that was a good Cincinnati team they beat, a 5-1 team in the Big 12, and Colorado with the best player in the country in Travis Hunter, and this guy has been incredible. 9 catches, 153 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's the only guy in Big 12 history to win Offensive Player of the Game a week and the Defensive Player of the Week in the same season. He's that good. When you have 153 yards receiving and on the flip side of the ball you have 4 pass breakups, he's unguardable. And the way Shadur is playing, yes, he needs to humble himself at times, but what he's doing without a running game and without blocking, the fact that he's that good a quarterback, I think that speaks volumes kind of for how he could be at the top of the heap of a crap quarterback class.
Yeah, you mentioned that crap quarterback class. How many guys are draftable? Like, if you're a franchise right now, and there's a lot of them that need quarterbacks, I mean, where are you going this year?
Yeah, it's tough. It makes you pretty, if you already have a quarterback, you know, like a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, something like that, you're fine. Like, the Chiefs are so much better going to the future. Not only have they paid their quarterback and they're still winning, but there's nobody. There's Cam Ward of Miami and Shedeur Sanders. I really like Cam Ward because he's been finding this undefeated team, and he finds a way to win at the end of games when his defense is not playing. Reminds me of Texas Tech and Patrick Mahomes when he was there. But there's nobody there. I mean, there's a bunch of dart throws like Will Levis type guys, a whole bunch of Will Levis's that maybe they work out, maybe they don't, and people reach on that quarterback, or Anthony Richardson, where people reach. Think about how much these NFL teams, all the scouting departments and what they do, go into every game, learning all about this quarterback, and is he a team leader, and finding out from his friends and all this. They spend all this resources in the toughest position, the draft in the NFL, and they continually strike out on it. It's amazing. And guess what? In 2 years, you know, if you think, okay, we'll wait for the next year. Okay, well, that's fine. Well, it's Arch Manning. If you can get Arch Manning, it's fine, but only one team can get that. It's Nico at Tennessee, Max team. And you guys realize that Jackson Arnold, a horrible quarterback at Oklahoma, is considered a top five quarterback in that next class the year after. I mean, this is the Oklahoma version of Will Levis. I mean, it is amazing how bad quarterbacks are in the NFL.
You're a GM in the NFL, and you draft Travis Hunter. Do you tell him which position he plays, or you just let him do whatever he wants?
Man, that's the toughest thing is, you know, a lot of saying, hey, you're a receiver. That's where the money's going to be for you. And, yeah, I mean, just maybe reaching him and saying, hey, man, what you're doing at Colorado is fine, but you're not playing Kansas. You're playing NFL teams. And that's going to be the hardest thing. Talent evaluators are having a hard time, you know, figuring out offense or defense. It's not going to hurt him in the draft stock. It's an unbelievable talent. But, yeah, he's going to have to focus in on being a wide receiver because I think that's where he'll make the biggest damage in the NFL. But when guys are like that, you know, when Peyton Manning played quarterback and, you know, didn't want to ever walk away from the game and always going to take Arch Manning to tell his son, hey, man, you're done, man. The injuries, everything's backing up. Travis Hunter, good luck telling him to play offense or defense because he probably didn't want to listen to you.
Yeah, and are you all in on the Indiana train?
What's that? Oh, Indiana. You know what? What a story they are. This Kurt Cignetti, the coach has said, hey, if you don't know how I could win, Google me.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Or when he was talking about how he went out to UCLA on Pat McAfee's show, he says we went out there, got out there at 8 o'clock, had dinner, woke up, kicked our ass, and came back.
Yeah.
I love this guy's attitude. Indiana's 8-0 for the first time since 1967, and also they're the only college football team right in the last 20 years to start their season 8-0 without having a deficit in any game. I mean, what they're doing.
Wow.
And here's the thing. You think about Missouri and Drew Pine in one of the worst quarterback performances I've ever seen against Alabama, 6-12, 45 yards and 3 interceptions. It's almost like an excuse. Hey, Brady Cook, the Missouri quarterback, got hurt. They can't win. Indiana went with their backup quarterback against a team that went to the playoffs last year and won the game. Curtis Schwartz, their quarterback all year, but he was hurt in that game and wasn't able to play in their last game. They don't use an excuse. They put the backup in, Taven Jackson, and they went out and won a game impressively. What they're doing, especially in that conference, the Big Ten, is really a great story in college football.
Jay, we appreciate your time as always. Get the Baltimore people on the right and narrow and let them know the road to the anything still goes through Kansas City.
And TV still doesn't work.
Oh, that second place team that's out in Baltimore that continues to suck and choke every year, that team.
Yeah.
You talk about playoff choking teams, like you're talking about, like they're the Aaron Judge of the NFL.
Wow.
All right, Big, we'll talk to you next Wednesday, and I'll see you Friday night at Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, guys, take care.
See you, Jay. Speaking of the NFL, baseball beat Monday Night Football in the television ratings head-to-head.
Damn.
Game 3 of the World Series beat Monday Night Football.
Yeah, who played on Monday Night Football?
Steelers are a big brand.
Oh.
Steelers are a big brand.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest brands in the NFL, and were beaten, well, they beaten by the Yankees and the Dodgers, obviously. If it was Texas and Arizona, it probably doesn't go that way, but That's why they wanted the Yankees and Dodgers. They beat Monday Night Football.